Good evening, Rory. Well, we go to Banshee, to the Banshee Flying 5 Mile Road Race, the first port of call. That took place earlier on this morning. It was a significant day for the host club, who provided three of the top four finishers. Danny Mullins was the stellar performer on the day in a time of 27 minutes 41 seconds. He took the race honours with over 1 minute and 35 seconds to spare over runner-up Brian Madden from Tokeray C in second. Then came two Banshee men, Owen and Callum McElhenney, in turn and fourth respectively, Owen getting inside the 30 minute mark just by 2 seconds, and Callum posting a time of 30.44. The fifth finisher in Banshee today was Enda Fitzmaurice of Doris AC in a time of 30.50. And there were standout performances by respective category winners, Patrick McCatt in the men's over 50, and Dunham Moore's very consistent over 16 man, Liam Lynch. Well done to all involved. The ladies' race saw a close finish with Julie O'Brien just getting the better of Carmel Crowley. Just 7 seconds between the two of them at the end of the 5 mile distance, 11th place overall for Julie O'Brien, and she immediately finished across the line by Bandon's Carmel Crowley, fresh of course from her exploits in the European Masters Championships a couple of weeks ago. And another lady who had a similar trail is Breda Gaffney of Mallory C, and she took the headlines and the honours today in the Dunedin 10-miler, which took place in Patrick's Well and was based at Limerick Racecourse. Breda's heading next weekend to pace in the London Marathon, the 4-hour pacers, but today she produced a great run to win in 106.02. Irene Ehan of St Finbar's making it a 1-2 for Cork as she crossed the line in second place in 107.13. Peter Sommer was the overall race winner. Top Cork finishers were Nathan Ryan O'Hare of St Finbar's, who was 6th overall, and Liam O'Connor of Grange Fermoy, who was 8th overall and won the men's over 50 category. Plenty of athletics on the immediate horizon, of course, including the start of the new initiative, the Meet and Train Initiative, organised by Cork Sports Partnership, which takes place at 5 different venues around the county, starting this week. Here is Craig Harrington from Cork Sports Partnership with a reminder of what's coming up.
We're expecting quite a big turnout at 5 of the venues. Two or three of the venues are return venues from other years, and they always had big crowds other years. And then Middleton and Ballincollig have both come on board this year as well, which is brilliant. And with the population in those areas, we'd be hoping for big turnouts as well, because we have great coaches hired to help out. But no, that's the plan. It's free to for all participants to register. I suppose what I'd be saying to people is, come along, give it a go, and you won't look back.
And just a reminder of those start updates, there are Ballincollig AC at Our Lady of Good Counsel School on this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Also on Tuesday, Montilre AC will be based at Bantier Sportsfield at 7.30. Then moving on to Tramore Valley Park, Tokeray Athletic Club hosting that event on Thursday at 6.15. Middleton AC the previous evening outside Co-op Superstores at Market Green at 6.30pm. And the last one starting up is Shandrum Athletic Club in Newtown Shandrum. That's on Tuesday the 30th of April. This week as well, of course, is the big Ballantosis 4 Mile Road Race starting at 8 p.m. in East Cork. This year it incorporates the Cork County Road Championships. Here's Enda Kiernan, PRO of Cork County Athletics.
Always a good race, well over 1,000 athletes toe the start line there every year. Huge community effort, really well stewarded race every year, and obviously great fun. It's the one race that I'm always late going home to Macroom. It's like a summertime night most of the times. I know some of the people down there, and you'll be slow to leave the place at midnight. And great crack. It's a real, I suppose, festival, holiday festival feel to the Ballantosis race, especially the after party at it. And this year it's going to be the County Road 4 Mile Championship, which is great. And we're really, as the Vice Chair of Cork County Board, I'm delighted that East Cork AC, through Liam O'Brien and his team there, are leading this and taking it forward, and I have no doubt it'll be an excellent event.
So the Ballantosis 4 is the second evening race of the season here in Cork. A reminder, if you want to enter those Cork County Championships as a novice, you have to declare your eligibility by this Wednesday. More information on the Cork County Athletics website. Last week was dominated by the first race on the roads of Cork for 2024, of course, the PWC 5K, which was a huge success on Wednesday evening last and was won by Dennis Hagerty.
You always have a good standard here. There was a good group at the start. I've seen, was it Donald Coakley, Aidan Noon, James Hayes. There was it was a good group for us going out there for the first mile, 2 miles. I kind of got a bit of a breakaway then after the first mile. But I've seen the lads, there was like that, Aidan, James, Donald. Yeah, there was a group there, 3 of them. Oh, definitely the wind at the back. It was a false sense of security. You were looking down at the watch and you were thinking you're on for a 5k PB. And then I suppose after about 3k, reality wasn't long hitting and the pace dropped off considerably.
Finally, on the day the track and field championships took place outside of the county, both in Clonmel and indeed in Castleinald. More athletics next weekend in terms of track and field action continues with divisional championships, but also on the roads as well. The Barry O'Sullivan Memorial 5K is in Drumahan on this coming Saturday evening at 6 p.m. And a reminder on Sunday is the Great Railway Run over 25K. John Cashman with the Athletics Roundup on Cox Sports Sunday.